If you were starting here tomorrow morning, how would you spend your first half a day? Where do you see the biggest opportunity? And I let them give me their business plan for the next morning. And that's actually made me figure out who understands prioritization and understands big picture versus somebody that's just got distracted by the last thing that was told to them.
Wow.
Welcome back to the My First Business podcast. This is a mini episode where I take some of the best parts of my interviews with phenomenal entrepreneurs and chop it up for you like a snack.
So most recently, I have been scaling our business development team because as the corporates have come back, we're hiring more salespeople. And now how to manage multiple salespeople, the jump from one to two salespeople is always the most difficult, right? Once you have your sort of procedures and policies and then you can add on top. So we're making that shift. I called a mentor and asked for an hour, which turned into 2 hours of time on like, what are the metrics that I should be looking at for these salespeople? How should I think about lead allocation? What a game changer those 2 hours were. I rebuilt all my dashboards in Pipedrive. It just really, really changed the way I have my weekly meetings with them, what we measure, what we look out for. So that would be an example.
That's great. Yeah, I'm a big Pipedrive fan. So free shout out for you guys.
Oh, there you are.
Can sponsor it if you want. But no, Pipedrive is great.
Just give me my account for free.
Yeah. Just her account for free and then you can pay for everything else. Can I talk about that? Because like that's interesting. So you didn't have a background in like managing salespeople or like sales processes or doing any of the sales yourself at Barclays or anything like that?
No, I did, but in a very formal structure, right? Not starting from the ground up. And you've got to be a lot more resourceful when you have a small team, right? Yeah. And so for me to build it from scratch was what was new.
Yeah. How do you find good salespeople? Are you getting better at knowing what would be a good sales hire?
Yes, I am. I've done really well and I've also failed and I've learned so much through both hires. I think it goes back to what we all know, hire for culture, even with a salesperson, and attitude, and the rest will follow. You know, sometimes with salespeople, it's easy to get distracted because they have connections and they have experience here, there, everywhere. But if they don't fit in the culture of your organization, it's not going to work for the long term.
100%. And salespeople generally, being one myself, we're very good at selling ourselves in interviews. We bring our best pitch to the interview, regardless of how our sales skills are. And I've been, you know, bamboozled at interviews. Like, wow, you're just got to bring you on just to let them go in like 3 months. Because what other character traits, apart from fitting within your culture, because that's very culture specific, but is there something amongst the population of salespeople that kind of sticks out to you as a red flag? Let's say we don't know what makes them a good one, but we know what will make them a bad one.
For my organization, because we have so many different parts to it, you need to work effectively with the drivers, the client service, the kitchen team. And so even in the interview process, like where I might do the first one on Zoom, the second one needs to be in our facility. And I need to see that you're taking the interest in all of the teams. If it is like too narrow, then already, like if someone's only focused on the sales part of the job, I will understand in my organization, it's not going to work. I need somebody that understands, yes, I'm doing sales, but I'm also part of a team. And so I can see that in how they're asking others, what is your job? What are you doing? Another question that's worked well for me towards the end of the interview, I say, okay, like after they've had 3-4 interviews with different people, you've met so many people here, you've heard so many ideas. If you were starting here tomorrow morning, how would you spend your first half a day? Where do you see the biggest opportunity? And I let them give me their business plan for the next morning. And that's actually made me figure out who understands prioritization and understands big picture versus somebody that's just got distracted by the last thing that was told to them.
Wow. Okay, I love that because I've never thought of it that way. Kind of making them summarize everything that they know and putting them in their shoes before they're in their shoes. I like that. And I think this is just the reason I'm having this discussion is I know a lot of entrepreneurs that are technical founders. They are either very product related or they've been in the industry in some back office role and they just know enough about it to start their business, but they may or may not have a strong background in sales or selling themselves. And it's very easy to get impressed by salespeople when they come in for interviews. And I'm sure like you and the partners were the initial salespeople. So you guys had to like kind of do it yourselves to be able to look after someone. But some of the entrepreneurs I know have never wanted to do that. But you can't be in business if you don't do your own sales. And you can't hire good salespeople if you've not done sales yourself. Is that the truth? Or do you think people like technical founders can work with a good sales team, if even if no one on the partner board has like sales experience? How hard is it for someone who has no experience in sales in running a business?
If you're not comfortable selling your business, how is anyone else going to be, right? And even if you're not a trained salesperson that knows how to present it exactly the way a salesperson might, the passion will come through, right? The what do you love about the product? And so you've got to also just model the enthusiasm that you want others to follow. So, and I don't think, no matter where you are in your journey as a CEO, you ever give away the role of a salesperson. You've got to always keep marketing your business and putting it out there.
I want to talk next about mentorship. So you're notorious. You've got a bit of a profile. You've been profiled, according to my sources, as, oh, you're joining EOA, you got to talk to MC. And a lot of people have said that. I've told Alina that as well. And Alina is part of Female Fusion Group too, so she's heard good things about you from a mentorship perspective. So I want to ask you, if you can take a step back and tell me, what makes a good mentor? Like, people are usually having the discussions of like, how do you find a mentor? I find that question ridiculous because you just find one. You don't go looking for one. Or that's a different story. That's a totally different ballgame. But you as a mentor, what makes a good mentor?
I'm going to talk about the mentors that I have had that are really impactful on me. Mm-hmm. I think my ask has always been clear. So it starts with that, right? I had a particular challenge in the business or elsewhere that I wanted to work through. And I found somebody that knew a lot about that field. So rather than go broad, we went narrow. That helped. This is important because sometimes people are like, I need a mentor. Mentor for everything. No, it doesn't work like that. Like, I feel like you got to work on one thing at a time. So this is important. The second is like to view it as a two-way street, right? As a mentor helps me, can I help them back? That kind of kindness in the relationship and two-way street is hugely important because then they'll give more back to you, right? So it's just not take, take, take. So those two things are important. And the third is like a good mentor, I feel like, knows how to ask really good questions, which is something I need to keep working on. You just, that ability to ask the right question, because often it's all inside, right? You know it, but it's just being asked in a different way that it unlocks something that you may not have realized.
Yeah. Do you find that you do that with your partners and your partners do that with you? Are you kind of like partially mentors with each other?
Of the three partners, I'm the working partner. So the other two are not working in the business, but I call them all the time with questions. Yeah. And so they fulfill that role for me. And they each have specific things that they're really knowledgeable about. So I'll call one of them over the other, depending on what the subject is. And they always give me that time. And it's so helpful because I get stuck in my head.
All right, that's all, folks. I hope you enjoyed that teaser. I think you will love the full episode. I'll leave the links in the description below, or you can head on over to my website. It's nparvez.com. Before you head off, I have just one more question to ask you. Why haven't you subscribed yet?